chicken radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, folks, we are back once again. The second hour, later on, I think Art from Philly will rejoin us today at around half past the hour. This whole business, there are many issues involved here, and this is where people, I think, get so confused. Is they just don't know any better. They don't know what's happening. And I think the reason they don't know, and this is white, you know, Adamic, Caucasian, Jacobite America, they don't even know who they are in Bible history or prophecy. Why would they know what's happening to them and who's responsible for it? And, you know, I've been thinking about it lately. I'm grateful for the knowledge that God has given me, you know, has given me over the years, and most recently in the last 4 years or so. I'm so proud. I'm not proud in the self-righteous sense, but I'm happy that I can understand things that I never understood before. God's plan, his plan of action, and that he's in control of everything. So we needn't fear. You know, some of my listeners really get uptight. They really get anxious and upset, nervous and unwound, you know, and they call in, oh, Rick, the sky's falling, all these things are happening, or they're going to, you know, I don't worry about any of it anymore. I worry, frankly, more about what time I'm going to get to my scheduled events during the day to do things than I do about any, you know, end of the country, end of the world scenario, because I know what's going to happen. You know, today, what is it, June 6th, is supposed to be D-Day, whatever, Disaster Day or Debacle Day or Dumbbell Day, whatever. You think of all of the men, the American men, the German men, all of those, the British, the Canadians, fighting to kill each other at Normandy Beach and Utah Beach and all of these other places that were totally and completely nonsensical. It made no sense whatsoever, and General Patton spoke out about it, said it was a total waste of life and time. You know, but Eisenhower didn't care. You know, Eisenhower was the leader. He was up there perched in his little ivory tower. You know, he was sending others to their death by the thousands so that we could accomplish what? Not defeat of tyranny, but the expansion of tyranny, the expansion of the home base of tyranny that the Soviet Union and the Bolsheviks and the communists and the demonists that created Russia, those who called themselves Judah but are not and do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan behind communism, they created in 1917. And they struck with a vengeance. That's Rothschild. The same people who would have done it, and they did do it in the French Revolution. Fraternity, equality, brotherhood. Boy, when you hear those words, you better run as fast as you can. That means terror. That means lack of freedom. Why we fight. Amazon, taking down posts, taking down videos, taking down more books. We've got YouTube, of course, taking down virtually anything now. Tens of thousands of stations that offer an alternative point of view and a well-documented, well-produced video arsenal taken down simply because why we fight. We fight for freedom, for liberty, for justice. Well, all of that now should be apparent to the younger, more probing minds today that it was all one big, massive hoax, one big lie. And the biggest hoax to come out of it, of course, was not even the United Nations, was not even man's last best hope for peace. It was the fig tree that Jesus cursed. He cursed that fig tree in Matthew and in Mark and Luke. Matthew 24, read the whole chapter. He said that fig tree would bear nothing but evil fruit, no fruit at all. It would have deadness on it. The leaves, the branches would be dead. It would be a fig tree. Why? Because what did Adam and Eve cover themselves with when they were seduced by the serpent? Fig leaves. It is a shame. It is an evil. And that would be the state that occupies Palestine, the bad fig tree. That would be the epitome of what came out of the 20th century, the generation that we're in now, that we're rapidly, rapidly coming an end to. So, folks, it is all apparent to those that have probing minds that we're not getting the truth anywhere. I hear this everywhere now. Excuse me. I hear people who never thought before in their lives, never understood before, saying, I don't believe this and I don't believe that. That's good, but what will they believe in the future? You see? When Satan comes, will they believe him? They better not. When the boogeyman comes, you know, with not a pitchfork and horns, but with a smile on his face, and says, hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to bring you peace and security, and I'm going to fill your bank account. You got to be happy. What's that going to make God's children look like, who are saying, no, it's a lie, it's a hoax? They're going to be hated more than anybody, God's children, who stand up for him, saying, this is a lie. This man is the man of sin. So, folks, if you think it's bad now, you ain't seen nothing yet. People went from one hoax to another, from one deception to another, from one mass mental regimentation in their minds to another. Now we must all bow down and all come together and love one another, the Rodney King movement. We must all condemn the police. Well, you know what? Police departments have been corrupted. Not all, and many policemen are fine. They're good. But what happens when the zealots get control? It springs forward others who start working from within the police against them. And this was so epitomized so beautifully in this movie that I've mentioned before. You've got to see it. It is on YouTube if you Google it properly there in your search engine. Confessions of a Police Captain. Stars Martin Balsam and Franco Nero. Very good movie about the mafia in the Italian cities of Rome and so forth, and how the mayor and everybody was in on it. The high judicially placed figure was one of the big mobsters, and every single agent of the government, district attorney, they call him, who comes along, winds up getting bought off, paid off, killed, disappears, because he starts investigating. Well, this is an example. I want to share with you a couple of scenes from the movie. First scene here should be the one where the mobster, who is in the gymnasium talking with a senator who he's bought and paid for, and the senator doesn't like the antics that are going on because this mobster was supposed to have been wiped out in a raid on his company by word of somebody in the police department who arranged to have one of his enemies released from prison to be able to pull off a hit. Only he was warned ahead of time, the mobster, so he survived. So he's in the gym, now he's talking, and the senator walks in. Here, let's listen to this, how it sounds so much like today, how we own you, we control you. Go ahead, play that first clip, Ken, if you can, that short one.
Who is this Traini? What's he looking for?
He's just looking.
Easy, easy, Dazzler. He's likely to stumble onto the zoning law deal.
Yay!
And you're the one responsible, Ferdinando. It's a mess you got us into on your account. Machine guns everywhere. Are you trying to start some kind of civil war? I've been reading the headlines, and I don't want anything more to do with it. And neither do the others. Is that clear?
Senator, look, tell me something. How did you get into office?
It was because of my men, village by village, that you got 250,000 ballots. I got you in yesterday, and I can get you out tomorrow. Who the hell do you think you are, Senator? He makes speeches in the Senate, drives around in a limousine, gets interviewed on TV, big deal! You toe the line and play the game my way.
Take it easy, Ferdinando.
And if the game bothers you, step down. Take a cruise. Go over to the opposition if you want. For everyone that leaves, I got at least 100 more. You don't want to lose your limousine, though, right, Senator?
Take it easy, Ferdinando.
Boy, that is so, so true today, isn't it, huh? The corruption, the mob in politics, and how they buy them, and how they can replace them left and right. Now, this next scene here, if we can squeeze in some of it before the break, I think most of it, is also the scene where this Traini is involved, the district attorney is involved, and the cop, who was the confession of a police captain, Star, Martin Balsam. He was the one who had this Traini's enemy released from prison, from the crazy house, actually. Let him go and recruit a couple of guys to go and shoot up his business to kill him. Only he wasn't there. This Traini wasn't there. I'm sorry. D'Ambrosio. His name is D'Ambrosio. He wasn't there. He was tipped off. So who tipped him off? How does the system work? And it goes into this dialogue between the two of these guys. District attorney, played by Franco Nero, and Martin Balsam as the police captain who arranged to have the guy out of prison so he can go and try to assassinate this other fellow here, D'Ambrosio. So let's listen to this dialogue and let's see if it doesn't add up to corruption today anywhere in the world. This is one part of the Italian landscape. Go ahead, play this segment now if you can, Ken.
Ah, greet one of our old friends who dropped in to say hello. And now he's with the police.
Since the public meeting I held wasn't authorized, you've come here to arrest me, right, Giacomo?
I have to take you to Palermo. The judge will let you off with a warning.
A warning? A warning telling me to mind my own business and not disrupt the peace. You went to school. Why did you join the police? You think it's the best way to get protection for men like D'Ambrosio?
Best way to destroy them.
Meanwhile, you're arresting me. I know you were ordered to do it. Not enough evidence to arrest D'Ambrosio.
Question of time.
No, you two are on the same side. You the police and him the gangster. And it's money that gives the orders.
The more I think about it, the more ashamed I become. You never experienced that, right? You never thought that you were an instrument, that you were sort of an executor looking after the interests of whomever happens to be in power?
Kopp was an anarchist. You're a living contradiction, Bonavia.
Haven't you ever had any doubts about enforcing unjust laws?
It's not for us to judge the law, but...
But to enforce it, yes, I knew you would say that. But let's say tomorrow the law stated that we had to use torture.
Don't be absurd.
Why, it used to be the law to be the law again. It's only a matter of principle. Then you would use torture if the law said so.
You're using an extreme example.
All right, then. What's your limit? How much injustice would you stand for to satisfy the people we work for?
If you go on, I'll arrest you.
I was only referring to Rizzo's ideas.
Let me talk to him.
You're 10 years too late. That's where they killed him.
D'Ambrosio! D'Ambrosio!
A young shepherd saw D'Ambrosio shoot Rizzo. He even heard Rizzo call out his name. And later, the boy heard an explosion. D'Ambrosio, using dynamite, sealed Rizzo's grave 200 feet deep. We dug for 2 days and 2 nights. Then we found the body. It wasn't the face of a dead man. It was the face of a man who had Never known justice. Never would.
Okay, that's the clip. Well, folks, once again, it's very reminiscent about money calling the shots, as he said, and how one's working for the law and the other's working for the mob, the mafia. Now, today, we think of the mafia as we did years and years ago, men with guns, machine guns, bullets that kill and take out people, you know, this and that and everything else. But see, they do it differently today. They do it through white-collar crime. What they do today is far more impactful, far more devastating to us. And it's so deceptive, isn't it? It's so disarming. We're not even aware of it. Because people are breathing the summer air now. They're getting used to the warmth. They're taking off their masks, and they're going through a new reopening, a reawakening. They're not aware of the fact that this whole economy, as it's called, of this country, as it's called, does not exist. It is a paper aristocracy. It is fake. It isn't real. It is totally and completely an illusion. And what I tell people, just to show them the dollar bill, take it out and say, now, why is it costing more of these pieces of paper, these notes, today, for the same commodity that it was costing 3 months ago? And it's not just a few pennies. Percentage-wise, it's 20% more, 30% more, and even higher across the board. It's not supply and demand. We're talking a general rise in the cost of purchase. This is not money. This is a piece of paper that is a promissory note, in so many words, to pay a debt for borrowed money. Now, when we bring it up, anybody can bring it up. Any political candidate for office who has any kind of organization behind him or her running for office. Immediately, we got the mob coming out, the ADL mob. And they will scream to high heavens, oh, he's an anti-Semite. Wait a minute, I didn't mention anything about any group of people. All we said was that it's fake. It's not real. That we're having to pay interest on money that's borrowed. So why is that anti-Semitic, as you say? Is it because somebody's stepping on your sore toes? Maybe you are guilty of the blood and the lives of millions of innocent people from the previous century. Why do you react in such fashion, huh? What is it you're really afraid of, the truth? So when you see, when Jesus Christ walked the face of the earth in flesh form, God in flesh, the Word was God, the Word was God indeed, and became flesh, he taunted the synagogue of Satan. He turned the tables against them like nobody's business. Every attempt to try to defeat him at debate failed. Every attempt to try to prove him to be sacrilegious and a fraud failed. It was they who were the fraud. It was they who were the liars. And he proved it right to their faces and their huge, shaky jowls, their noses and so forth. And they were bitter about it. They ranted and raged. How dare you take away our money system in the temple? Why, we do this for the poor. Well, even Judas came back and threw the money at them and said, I have been responsible for innocent blood. I don't want the money. Take it back. And what did they say to him? What is that to us? They got the job done, didn't they? And now the ball was back in your court. Your court. You go and hang yourself, supposedly. All right, we'll come back, and I think Art will be coming up in 10 minutes. We'll take more calls, too. Rick Adams.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to make a quick call, you may comment on one of the things that I have just mentioned or our guest, Jim Fetzer, today at 800-313-9444. It's very interesting to see in the press here, the Israeli press, the Times of Israel, how it makes it right into AP Reuters instantaneously. Some of the stories that have to do with the so-called radical right-wing racist groups that are behind violence in our cities. And here we have this great divide. We have the both sides, financed by the same people, to bring knives and guns and bricks and mortars and everything else, bring their bucklers and shields, you know, to the battleground in America. To what end? Well, the end at some point being the lockdown of the cities and the surrounding communities. It's not happening in the rural communities for the most part. It's not happening in the outskirts of town. But what we found here in Providence last week was what was expected. That was a movement out of state, largely, of people who would come into the state, young kids and gangs. Most of them were black or non-white, and they would just go right down the street smashing windows, going into the mall and damaging things and breaking, destroying property, looting, vandalizing. See, they were stealing televisions and stuff because they were hungry. You can't blame them, can you? This sort of thing obviously it was orchestrated. It was well organized. It's being created even as we speak. The groundwork of plans for more violence, for more terror, for more toppling of statues of American patriot heroes is planned, and Columbus Day is going to come up. You know, when that happens, we'll see if they do it again. What they did to the throwing paint all over the statue of Christopher Columbus in Providence. These are acts of terror. They're not just vandals. They're terror. You can imagine if David Duke or someone like him were leading a group of whites into town, just saying, we want our rights and we want to be respected. White lives matter. Well, you can imagine, before they even get off the ground or on the boot ground, they would be called every unimaginable word that you can print or say in the media. They would be derided. They would be vilified. They would be smeared. They would be tar-brushed, even before they even did anything. And if they did nothing, they would still be derided. But here we have a gang of hooligans, and we know pretty much that the people behind them are the Leninists, the communists, the Saul Alinskys, who have trained people for years to do exactly what they do. You remember the SDS movement in 1969 era. In 1969 and 70, the Weathermen Underground. Then we had COINTELPRO, where the federal government was supposedly doing counterintelligence. And yet we had read that the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and others, tax-exempt foundations, well, had in fact been financing many of these groups. And then you had Abby Hoffman and Jeremy Rubin and Jeremy Rifkin and others like them who were organizing the Do It Now, Do What You Feel Good at Doing, Have a Ball, Just Do It. You know, it was like kill your parents, you know, kill God, you know, God is dead. All of that happened in the 1970 era. Here we are 15 years later, and it's only gotten much worse to the point where it simply cannot evolve or continue to grow. It cannot go on any longer. We're reaching the bottom. It is the Roman Empire par excellence. Once again. And so we read about that's another story I was reading. We read about Facebook now taking down supposedly some 200 hate sites that have established themselves on them that deal with violence, that are white extremists calling for violence at rallies. Now, they haven't done it to the Jewish sites, to my knowledge. They haven't done it to any of the Israeli front groups that encourage hatred of Palestine, of opposition to the annexation of the West Bank or the Golan Heights. No, because they're not preaching hate. They're preaching love, love of country, love of their land, love of their people. You see, when the German people did it, it was called hatred. When the communists stirred up the nationalist passions and militarism and terrorism, it was called good old Uncle Joe Stalin brings forth the merry marauders of freedom. You see, Truman, that murderer, Truman, from Japan, from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, could boast that he christened Stalin as Uncle Joe. Now you know why hundreds of thousands of people would wind up getting killed. Tens of thousands on D-Day. But nothing good, only an evil that we are still suffering from even to this point. Okay, we will return, folks, and we will definitely take calls. Rick Adams Uncensored here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. Don't forget AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com and watch and listen to his site, his interviews that he does every day, basically weekly. And I, of course, recently appeared in an interview with him several weeks back, I know. And our page is up. We are on Facebook.com, but, of course, we are under the name Rick Adams Uncensored. You know, Art's going to come up just a moment here. I wanted to tell the story I alluded to earlier with Jim Fetzer about how the media deliberately spike. They call it spiking a story. When a story is too important, well, like Sandy Hook, the story was, of course, not too big or small to report on, but what was the reporting? It was simply snuff the truth, hide the truth, bring out the lie. That is, whatever the government has said must be true. Years ago, reporters like Gary Garrett, you know, people like that, men of fame, you know, the old school reporters would go out and they would dig up information. If a story didn't make sense or an event was definitely not adding up, well, they would have true investigative reporters. That was then. Now, that was in those days. Emmett Terrell, well, there were a whole host of others as well who did, go and dig for truth and then report on it if their owners allowed them to. Those days, they had opposition too, but many of them were pretty brave. Well, now they just simply print the lies, or they continue to publish the lies on their channels. And a case in point of how they can lie and simply withhold the story goes back to the 1990s, the late 90s. And this was a story out of Arkansas. And what happened in this particular case was this young boy, apparently, this young boy, Jesse Dirkhuizen, coming home from school, and he was abducted by two pedophiles, two homosexual militant pedophiles, who took him back to their apartment and raped him repeatedly until he died. And police did make an arrest. They prosecuted, and the story was totally spiked by the media. And a guy named, I guess it was Reed Irvine, head of accuracy in media, finally broached the subject in a column that he wrote, a syndicated column that did make it into a bunch of newspapers, including my paper, the Providence Journal. And he brought out the facts in this case. And he said, why was this story not mentioned anywhere outside of the state lines of Arkansas? And some of the reporters, some of the publishers actually said, we had to do it. We spiked the story. Yes, we didn't publish it because we feared it would create a tailstorm of hatred against the homosexuals. And it would create a movement that would be more violent than what they did, in so many words. So here they admitted it. They actually came out and admitted, we have the power to control the flow of information as well as the flow of disinformation and no information at all. So I always cite that example of how they got away with it for a while. In that case, a major case, had this been in a different situation where two white men raped a black girl or a black woman, you know it would have been all over the media constantly for months. So you see, there is an agenda. There is a tribesmanship, you know. There is this camaraderie amongst the media, kinsmanship, if you will. And they do control it all. So we need to understand this is why Scripture is so important. We hear about the four hidden dynasties in Zechariah, who was killed, by the way, by the Kenites. He was murdered between the temple and the altar. Right there, cold blood. That's what Jesus referred to, righteous Abel and Zechariah the prophet. He was exposing those who control, even then, control of the media, of the world system, of those who had the printing press way back thousands of years ago, the tablets of lies. He made that very apparent, and he paid with his blood. So, anyway, having said that, let me bring up Art now from Philly. And hello, Art. How are you?
How you doing, Rich?
Art, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Good to hear you. Yeah, you've been busy, I suppose, this week, huh? As usual.
Yes. Right.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yes, so we've been talking about this. Finally seeing the fifth column rear its ugly head in front of everybody. It's been going on for years. We've been talking about it, and now we're seeing it right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
All right. So, for instance...
tell us a little bit about what you've been seeing specifically. Go ahead. Your turn.
All right. Well, for one thing, I'm seeing the executive of Black Entertainment Weekly, Mr. Johnson, looking for reparations of $14 trillion. Now, if you remember before, and Trey from Louis Farrakhan's analysis of Black Entertainment Weekly, he says it's owned by the Cosa Nostra, in effect, the Bruffman Crime Syndicate. Wasn't the Bruffman's the one who went to Germany and says Germany has to make reparations for what happened to the people in the camps due to the Holocaust? He got $5 billion for it. And what did he do? He gives 2 or 3 cents on a dollar to the victims, and he builds some submarines for the State of Israel. Okay? So, again, we're seeing the Bruffman saying we should, through Mr. Johnson, that we should pay out $14 trillion to equalize the financial standards between the blacks and the white community. And I say, well, that's nice. But who's going to pay for it? They're going to tax the living heck out of everybody to pay for something that happened 100 years ago? I say no. Okay, that's my viewpoint on that.
The articles you sent me are a testimony to that.
Right. So
he's asking for some big money, huh? $14 trillion. Wow.
Right. Like, it's, and the guy's a billionaire, Mr. Robert Johnson, saying the federal government's going to do it. Well, he's a private citizen. What's he going to do in out of his, you know, he's a billionaire. What's he going to contribute to the situation?
Nothing. Maybe we can assess him a few hundred million.
Right. Right. Tax the middle class and keep us billionaires rich. That's the problem. What's going on there? I mean, we do have a real issue there that we have more billionaires in this country than we've ever had in history, and more poverty at the same time. Somehow people don't see that cause and effect. And that's what we're seeing, you know. And then basically we have this COVID fiasco, putting half the population out of work. So now they're all basically having a fit, wondering how they're going to pay the mortgage, how they're going to get health care. And that's why we're seeing, you know, the demonstrations. It has less to do with, with Floyd than it has to do with the economic situation, as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And also commented that RBN did a good job on pointing out how the Mossad is training the police in America.
Well, you remember when it first came. I mean, I brought that out. A lot of people didn't hear it, apparently, but we said this has been going on for many years. We've been talking about this for years and years and years. I don't know, in the case of Mayor Rizzo in Philadelphia, he was probably the most unpopular cop in America with the special interest groups and the ADL. But most of this stuff started well after he left office. And it started, where you had, what's his name, Wilson Good, Mayor Good, in Philadelphia, and he brought him in. A host of others brought in the mob, the Cosa Nostra police battalions to train our cops.
And an example, remember, 4th of July is coming up. Let's all pay tribute to the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia, Independence Mall. And at that same mall, we got the Annenberg National Constitution Center. There you are, right in front of our faces, right across the block from where we signed the Declaration of Independence. We got the Cosa Nostra there celebrating control of America. I mean, it's, what more symbolically could you get than seeing that in Independence Mall? On the south side, you got Carpenter Hall, where they signed it. On the east side, you got Jewish National Holocaust Center. On the north side, you got the Annenberg Constitution Center. And on the west side, you got the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. What more could be said than right there? I mean, just standing in Independence Mall, you can see the state of America symbolically, what's happening across this country, just by seeing this.
It was a coincidence, Art. It was a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, they say in politics, nothing's a coincidence, right?
Yeah, Roosevelt said that. Imagine that. He made the boast. He was right about that. You got to give credit where credit is due. It's planned that way. It is. You're right. Well, why is it that Foxman and Company and Greenblatt, from the ADL, why is it they get all nervous about these? They're saying that there's been some 500,000 now cases of anti-Semitism about George Soros online. They said people are conjuring up all sorts of conspiracy theories about him. It's terrible. It's terrible. Why are they so concerned? Why are they defending Mr. Soros as an individual? Or are they getting their toes stepped on a little?
I would hope they get their toes fried. I mean, I think that basically Greenblatt is ready for Sparky for what he's done. Mr. Starbucks, remember that. Anytime someone goes to Starbucks, boycott, divest, and sanction. Starbucks.
Yes.
And you're boycotting the Anti-Defamation League. Okay.
Yes.
One way to really
now we have Robert Kraft of the Patriots. He said he's going to donate $1 million. That's like a penny out of your pocket to these causes now for Black Lives Matter. Yes. And all of the racially agitated groups that claim that they are representing peace and freedom. He's got $1 million in his wallet. Just like that, he can flip it out and donate it, and probably more than that, Of course, we understand the reasons with the sports community and all the NFL players, but, still, it's the parent, who's financing the racial agitators on the streets? Who financed SDS in the late 60s, that turbulent period of time? Violence in the streets, terror, bombings, kidnappings and stuff, right? And that was a first trial run. And the government was knee-deep in it, both sides, you know?
Yeah, we're seeing basically Israel using a fifth column to try to take over this country by ripping it apart. And, you know, this is nothing new. It's been going on since the JFK assassination, since they set up the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay? And we're just seeing the next, you know, increment of what they're trying to do here. So when you're looking at Black Lives Matter, okay, yes, Black Lives Matter. They're in the lower economic echelon of this society, and they're feeling the impact more than other people. And we need to reach out and figure out a way to help them. But let's look, for instance, look at the mafia charter schools, okay? Who's getting all the contracts for privatizing the schools that are on the backs of the taxpayers, creating a two-school system? Can't even afford a one-school system. What makes you think you can afford two of them? You know, that's the, how would you say, the Annenberg Crime Syndicate, an example?
Mm-hmm.
Look who's basically in Philadelphia, 50% of the people are renting, okay? Who basically is running those slums? Who owns those buildings, okay, that the people are renting, okay? I'm sure, how would you say, Cosa Nostra lives matter, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Their wallets do anyway, yeah.
Right.
Who runs the international... We got a few calls. Yeah.
Who runs the National Association of Colored People? The Rothschilds, okay? You know, what more can you say?
Yeah.
It's like, I understand Black Lives Matter, but don't... Where's your critical thinking to realize you're having your chain yanked by the same people who are destroying your community? Bringing the drugs in, Dope Incorporated.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they keep the leadership of the local black groups from becoming wise. When some of them have in the past, they wound up getting replaced. Some of them came out very strongly against Israel and for the Palestinians. And guess what? They were no longer head of the local NAACP within a short time. Let's take Robert in Georgia now quickly before the break. Hello, Robert. You're on the program with Art and Rick.
Hello, Mr. Adams. This is Robert in Georgia.
Yes.
Is Dr. Fencer still with you, or is he gone?
Oh, no. He left in the last hour, but you could speak to us. That's okay.
Him.
What's on your mind?
All right,
anything specific?
Well, he's talking about he was talking about Robbie Parker and his tears,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about this mayor of Minnesota. I really believe it was Minnesota, and his tears,
mm-hmm.
him crying. Well, I figured out those are what you call tears of joy.
Okay.
You realize how much, you know, kind of like when you hit the lottery.
Yeah.
If you hit the lottery, you know you have the money coming in. You might get emotional and start crying. I do believe them fellas are getting paid. So.
Yes. I suppose
there's probably
so.
Not that much effort.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
yep.
just about all I wanted to point out, so.
That's all right. It's a valid point. You know, it's a good point to bring into the mix. Thank you very much, Robert, for that,
all right,
that
friend.
Point.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Art's website, noplaceforcorruption.com. And see, can we bring in Dave now from Nevada, I believe, before the break, if we have a break schedule? Okay, Dave, come on up. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Rick.
Are you there? Yes, Dave.
Yes. Good, thank you. I just had a couple of comments on what you guys have been talking about. I think that George Soros is obviously, he's socialist Democrat. So he's basically the, and what's funny is that you never hear Donald Trump even mention the name George Soros. Like, it's like he doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd. And he's such a powerful yep. influence in this country. But you never hear him say the word. You never, it's like he doesn't even know who he is. And it's interesting because he's got all this money. He's got all this power in this country. And yet Donald Trump doesn't, you know, utter a single word about this guy. And they I'm sure they know each other. Okay. I'm sure they've met. So he to me represents the leftist side of communism, the I don't know, the liberal side of it. And then to me, Donald Trump, who's related to Robert Kraft, by the way, Donald Trump represents the neoconservative right side of Bolshevism. And the two sides are playing against each other. And George Soros, to me, is the silent power behind the leftist Black Lives Matter movement. And Donald Trump, he represents whether, you know, whether he says it outright or not, he represents the right, which is the communist right. And they're both
very true.
They're both
that makes a perfect dialectic, left, right, middle.
Yeah, you know? It's a perfect dialectic.
Right, right. We got a break. We thank you for the call, my friend. Okay,
yep.
Rick Adams, Uncensored, and we'll be back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
We are returned to the airwaves here, and what was I going to? It was something I wanted to mention, but it wasn't evidently that important. You bring up, Dave left, right? Our caller Dave from Nevada? Or is he still here? Gone. Okay. And we have John from Little Rock, I believe. Is he there? Yes, here he comes. He's walking John? Right up to the podium. Hello, Rabbi.
Hi,
hey.
Hello, Rick. Look here, let me explain something. Friend there. He said he don't want to pay for sleep. It happened hundreds of years ago. I'm sorry, my friend, but somebody got to pay. We all got to pay.
Let the Jewish slave owners, the people that brought them over, go to them, bring them in. Kraft and Company, Blumenthal. You can go to him, right? How about it?
Somebody got. It's got to come out of some. Now let me explain something. The other night, I ordered some chicken from Popeye's. And I had to pay for the tax. Then I had to pay the driver. I didn't like it, but I had some friends over, so I had to pay extra. Eventually, we got to pay. One way or the other. The F-35 jet credit cost, $1 billion each. Our aircraft carriers out there on the open seas, $1 billion more. Somebody's going to pay.
I think you should make a video. Listen, Rabbi, I think you should make a new video to burn the Israeli flag, and I think you should take all of the head honchos, you know, Swindler's List and their relatives, the progeny of the families like the Aaron Lopez's, so forth, that brought the slaves here, and I think you should have a burn them all video. How's that? Maybe burn their money, give it to us, and then burn their empty wallets. How's that? Would you do that?
Well, it's a good idea, but guess what? Local media is not going to cover me. I'm already blacklisted.
You can still put it up, and we'll spread it out. We'll definitely publicize it again for you.
Well, guess who owns social media? All Jews. They won't get past them.
Well, the censors are rule. I know.
I got to work on all of that, you know. And I just want to tell your friend there that, the Chinese are responsible. Donald Trump ain't got no, what I would like to say, and he don't want to go up any financial assets. That will upset the cost of this coronavirus stimulus. But where is the courage and the fortitude, Rick? I'll take my answers off there.
All right. Someday. All right. Thank you. Any response, Art? What do you think about this plea for money? Plea for money.
I think really it comes down to thinking differently. We basically do a set of co-ops just like the Amish do and buy within our communities, invest in our communities, and build our communities and say to heck with the rest of the world. I think that's the way to make this work.
Sure. Well, also, you know, I mean, this generation is not the generation of slaves that were brought here. So we're talking a totally different generation, a totally different model, and quite frankly, we know who was responsible for transporting them here, and Abe Lincoln said, I want them going back home. So much for the hero of Abe Lincoln. Hey, what a lie, huh? History is bunk. Thank you, Art. I'm glad you made it. You have a good week.
You too.
All right, thank you, folks. We'll be back, God willing, again next Saturday, and continue in your prayers for RBN. Support it. Yahweh bless his elect.
Your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.